BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. We're awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. That is 888-723-4630.
And by the way, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listening dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. You fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we promise we'll do our best to respond to every email we receive. But someone who did call, Mary in Plano, Texas, known on eBay as Mum Mum Smith. Hey, Mary, what's your question or comment?
I have a question and a problem with the extended holiday returns.
Sure, what is? Go ahead.
I signed up for it the first day that it was available, mm-hmm. and now things keep falling off. They're not on there anymore. And I called eBay when I first noticed it. I was first getting.
What do you mean by falling? Window. What do you mean by falling off?
All of a sudden it's not on the extended holiday returns. It's like if I relist, they aren't on there anymore.
And so
when I listed a couple of new things, I called it today because at first it was coming up in a little window that tells you how to fix your listings, saying you have this many that don't qualify. And then they told me, yeah, they're falling off. You just have to keep putting them back on.
Now this morning. Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say, so the extended holiday returns you can opt in. It doesn't go live till November 1st.
They are already telling you that things aren't enrolled in it because some of the things are ending after November 1st, is what I was told by the reps.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what this is, so I'm going to have to do some digging.
Okay, and I also, today when I noticed, I went to my dashboard to see how many of them qualified. I had only like 56% that said it, you know, were on the extended returns. So I did a bulk edit and put it in all of them, and it still didn't take on the other 44%.
I'm not so sure that this is a bug. So
okay.
So holiday extend you. So the first step is to you opt into holiday returns.
Right, nothing, I did that the very first thing.
Right,
day
but nothing happens until November 1st. Any live listings as of November 1st will have holiday returns on them, but they're not. Holiday returns hasn't started yet.
No, but it shows up on the listings if you have it or not.
If your listing is listed past November 1st, correct?
Right. That's what they told me when I called into eBay. Mm-hmm. Actually, I got kind of hung up on by the first rep because he got mad at me. Had to call back in. But
he got mad at you?
Why did he get mad at you?
You sound so sweet.
Well, because he told me, he said, well, let me look as to why these, you know, wouldn't qualify. And he came back and said, oh, you've got a 60-day return policy. That doesn't qualify. You
no,
have 14 days.
That's not how that works, though. That's not how the feature works. So it doesn't matter what your...
The feature overrides what you have written in there, correct?
Right, but so here's the thing. So I'm opted in for holiday returns, right? Nothing should show up on your listing page until November 1st.
Now on mine, the ones that have it, down in the at the bottom where the your business policies are listed, mine says 60 days return, but it also says something about the extended holiday returns is available on this.
So you need to send me this because that sounds, something's wrong. So I'm opted in, right? I have listings that are good until canceled. They're going to be live as of November 1st. There's nothing on my listing pages that indicates anything about holiday extended.
It's not on when I go get a listing. It's when I'm listing it, you know, down in the policies where it's listed what policies you have, you know, like if you take returns and how many days. That's where it's showing up.
Right, on the tab that says shipping and payments?
Yes.
Yeah, mine doesn't show there.
Hmm.
And it actually shouldn't show there because that's giving...
And
that's giving the buyers, right, but buyers shouldn't even be told that until November 1st. So can you send me we got you on the phone. Why don't I just ask you? So can you give me an item number?
Well, I'm not sure it's showing up in the actual listing. It's showing up when I'm listing an item.
All right, so it's not on the item description page.
I haven't looked at that. I don't think so. But what I'm worried about is, you know, there's like 40... According to my dashboard, 44% of them won't even take that that I'm putting that option in on November.
So I can't solve this on the air. You're going to have to send this to me in an email because it's too many. Okay. I got to see the screen or send it to someone. So send it to me at griff@ebay.com and I'll get you an answer.
This is a good seller. Okay. Mum Smith, 879 feedback, 100% positive. This item I'm looking at is top rated plus. Good going, Mary.
Thank you.
So send it to griff@ebay.com. I don't think anything's wrong. I just need to be able to explain what it is you're seeing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate your call today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
Wait, I can think of what that would be. So if you've got a listing that's going to end in November, or it ends before November, then that wouldn't show up. Let me do this right now. I'm going to say sell similar. Well, you keep talking, will you, Lee?
Okay.
Now, we can both keep talking.
Okay. We'll both keep talking. So, in the meantime, Griff, if you can tell us, how do you opt in for that? And do you have to have so many sales? Or who can opt in for the extended holiday?
Anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone can opt in.
Okay.
And I forget how I did this. I got to go and look now. Hold on. So, I think if you just go to... you would ask me this question and I have no idea. So hold on. I forget how to do this. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know how you do it, but I remember I did it. I just don't remember how.
We got some email from Edie in Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as La-Di-Da. And she says, I'm having the same problem. When I relist on bulk edit, it says my items don't qualify for discount. The problem doesn't go away till I check the box and make all listings available for extended returns.
I have no idea. I can't answer this yet.
Wow.
I have to see what it is they're talking about.
Okay, well, don't get frustrated. It's okay. We don't expect you to know everything every minute all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure this is an issue. Now I'm frustrated because I can't see where we put the darn thing for opting in. Eesh. This should be very easy for me to find.
Okay, well.
I don't know where it is.
I'm sure you will.
I'll find it.
You'll find it.
I'm such a failure.
No, you're not. See? Oh, my God. You shouldn't be an advice giver.
I think I'm burnt out.
You won't always know.
I think I'm burnt out. No. All right, so someone's posted something. Accept holiday returns until December 31st. I see it, yeah. Wait, that's not where it shows. Oh, wait a minute. These are business policies. I don't have business policies.
Oh.
So I really need to figure this out. So just, you know, let me figure it out.
Well, I'm looking at...
I just can't do it during a show now because that is too confusing.
I'm looking at Mary's listings. She's done a great job here.
Yeah, great job.
Lots of Tupperware stuff.
We forgot to mention. Great job.
I have not used Tupperware in a long time.
Why not? Tupperware is fantastic.
I know it is, but I just haven't. I used to go to all those parties here.
Did you have parties?
A young housewife. Of course I did.
They still do it, you know.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
You can still get people over to your house.
Oh, there's Tupperware. There's someone I know in our group of friends who's running Tupperware parties, wants to have. I think we're having one at one of our friends' house.
Really?
Yes, and we're all going to wear our hair up. And we're going to go with our best A-line skirts. And we're going to bring big checkbooks. And we're going to buy lots of Tupperware.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
I do think I'm burning out.
Radio 30.
I think I have burnout.
Okay, so Jamie, Fernando in Virginia asks, why only one a day? Free listings now instead of three a day.
I have no idea what he...
Is he talking about me?
I don't know. No? What does he say? Say, read it again.
Okay. Why only one a day free listings now instead of three a day?
I have no idea.
He couldn't stay on the phone because he's at work.
I have no idea.
Okay. If you can, Fernando, when the boss isn't looking, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 and we'll try to figure it out.
Oh, you found it.
Okay.
So when you're, it's not business policies. I found it. So when you're in the sell your item flow.
Got it.
There's a link in the return policy section for change your return policy. Mm-hmm. And it brings an overlay window up. And this is good because actually I got to go in and bulk edit all these. I want my return policy to be 60 days no matter what. And there's a checkbox there for offer extended holiday returns until December 31st with a learn more button. So if you've opted in, that should appear, and it's per listing. So the default, once you've opted in, is all your listings will have that box checked. If there's a listing that you do not want to offer extended returns, you can uncheck the box.
So where do you opt in?
Hold on, let me click on. If you go to, I found it. I found it.
We're excited for you.
Yeah. So if you go to the Seller Information Center, the link is at the bottom of most eBay pages, and click on Holiday 2014, there's a link for opting in, enrolling for extended holiday returns. I'm calmer now.
Better. Oh, good.
Whew. This open phone segment was sponsored by Social Beacon from Page Mage. Call us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 287.
Great customer service is very important to your eBay business. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He says if a customer complains, do something about it, and then
follow up. Let's say you tell the people, we're going to send you another one, no problem, we got it. Then when you send it to them, hey, follow up and say, did you get your package? Just check it in, you know, because that adds really, really killer goodwill. Because now you've had an issue, you took care of the issue, and then you follow up, man, they're going to love you forever and come back to your store every time they need a product.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
Yeah, they forgot, have pity on the host. This open phone segment is brought to you by stamps.com, postage from your PC.
No, you did good. You did good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just found it. So when you're in the seller.
So eBetsy points out the most obvious thing that I didn't think of, which is you can go to ebay.com/holiday returns. That's for one.
Well, I'm in the, you know, I'm in one of my listings that I have in drafts. And all I did was go down to where it says return policy.
And then change.
And I clicked on edit, selected policy, and the box comes up.
Yeah.
And on the bottom, you have to scroll down. On the bottom, it says
something.
Where is it? Okay.
There's a checkbox with extended holiday returns to December 31st.
Yes. It was, there it is. Offer extended holiday returns until December 31st.
Yeah. And if you opt in at ebay.com/holiday returns, that checkbox will show up. By default, all of your listings that qualify, I suppose. So that's the big question. Is some people are saying that some listings they were told didn't qualify until they edited them. What I need to know, what I'm not aware of, what I've either forgotten or I'm not seeing or I'm too thick to figure out at the moment, is why a listing wouldn't qualify and then what you would do to make that listing qualify. I don't know. I have to find out.
Okay. So you're changing to 60. So what are the what should we be changing it to there?
You don't
Mine says 14 days now.
So you don't have to change that. So that's okay. So the way it's think of it as a layer. So if you have a listing and maybe all your listings have the same return window and say it's 14 days, then that's what's in play. But if you've opted into holiday returns as of November 1st, that'll change to 90. Well, you know, they extend it till the end of January 31st.
So right? I need to change the verbiage in my terms of service.
Why? What does it say?
14 days.
No, you don't have to change anything. Oh.
Yeah.
No, well.
In the box. Do you see what I mean?
It. No, you can leave it. Leave it as 14 days. If you, what I would do is I wouldn't take it out. I may add a line that says something about holiday returns, but it'll show up. On the top of your page, I wouldn't change that, by the way. On the top of your page, it'll say extended holiday returns. Okay. And that's what will be in play. I mean, there's a possibility that your buyers may be confused by that. I don't actually specify, I don't think I do, unless I'm forgetting. In my listings, I don't talk about what that time window is, but I keep forgetting I want to make it 60 days, you know, because somebody asked me about this on a chat board. Well, how long will you take a return? So I gotta be honest with you, I'll take a return a year from now. If somebody calls me and says, hey, I want to return this shirt and it's in the same condition that it was when I sold it, I'll buy it back.
I don't know. I think that's overkill.
Yeah, but here's the thing, no one has ever done that.
I get it. But it would just be my luck, Greg.
Well, so one person does that. What's the big deal?
Okay, one person. All right.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking. I buy a lot of shirts, right? I never want to return them. I want to wear them until they've worn out. And I couldn't return a shirt that was worn out.
I would run into that one weasel.
Well, so what?
I'm just being the devil's advocate here.
Yeah, but so you view it from the transaction angle. You say, oh, I'm going to run into that one weasel. But if it ends up, if having a very generous return policy brings you tons more customers than it would without it.
Then I'll say Griff is right once again.
Well, I don't want you to say that. I want you to say it's a good business policy. You don't have to tie it back to me and say
so
I was right.
Fernando has been heard from. He says eBay has removed from certain sellers the ability to relist listing three times for free until it sells.
I don't know.
So he asks why. He says it's also random and not with everyone.
I have no idea.
Can you check on that one for us?
I can check, but I probably won't get an answer. It's one of those, it's a mystery in the cloud.
No, come on. You're going to write it down. You're going to check on that.
Send it to me. It's an email?
No. No. He spoke to Melissa, but he can't, you know, come on the phone with us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going up with him.
So
It's a promotion. It changes. Who knows? I have no idea.
Today, aren't I? Susan in Salem, Pennsylvania, known as Good Guy Goods.
Good luck, Susan. I probably won't know the answer.
Susan, if he treats you bad, you call me, okay?
I'm just being honest.
You send me email. Susan, what's your question or comment?
I'm ignorant.
I had an answer about this returns. By the way, I'm Guy's wife, the better half, of course.
Oh.
In Selling Manager Pro,
yes,
there's a little section that says improve your listings and sell more.
Yeah.
Most times I'll get maybe something for item specifics.
Yeah.
If I leave one out, it'll say, hey, you know, you need to add that.
Or it's a recommendation. It's not like you have to.
Right, exactly. I mean, in some cases, you can't answer the question that they recommend. But what happens is, like what I did was sign up for the 90-day return program. Well, sometimes when I relist an item, it bangs it out of that. And yeah. And what you do is it'll tell you.
We only have 30 seconds.
Down. And what I did was it'll open up and have a bulk editor and you could fix it.
I see. Well, so there it is.
That's the easiest way to fix it. What happens is it'll bang it out of that, you know, the fact that you have it fixed, because what it'll do in the beginning, it'll sign you up for it, but then it won't change until November 1st, and then it's supposed to change back to your default.
Right. Okay.
So what happens is it's getting banged out. It's an easy fix.
It's an easy fix.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan, thank you for bringing it in to this half hour.
God knows we needed it.
Yeah, maybe the second hour I'll be a little bit better shape. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Next up, getting centered on eBay sales. This is eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.